what happened at Tranmere was ridiculous, to be fair. I should still be there now, in my eyes. I think the decision that was made was wrong. I think the decision that was made now has proved to be wrong. I'm disappointed for Tranmere. Tranmere have gone down. You know, that's the thing. Someone had to go. I just wish, really, and honestly, wish it was somebody else, because I had some fantastic years at Tranmere as a player, as a coach, as a manager, and I enjoyed every minute, and I hate the thought of 94 years in the league. So to see them go is a shock, really, and I just wish them luck, and hopefully they can get straight back out.
Yeah, we saw your reaction on Saturday on the pitch when you heard out the results. Was there any bit of a bit of sweetness to it, because you knew that that meant the club that means so much to you had gone?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, people say, oh, you've got to celebrate. You know, at the time, you don't even think about anything. Nothing's in your head but your safety. You know, I was just, it was do or die. It was simple as that. And, you know, that happens in football. And it's, like I say, it's just incredible when you think about it, the way things have gone since I left the club. And some people will blame me, wrongly, I think. But it's, you know, I can't say anything about that. I know that I gave everything to the club, and I think the decision that was made when the truth was out on all the circumstances was wrong. But I can't right the wrong, it's been done. And I just have to look to the future now.
Do you think then, in that respect, the club have only got themselves to blame for the position that they're in? And that's nothing to do with the current ownership, of course, because they came in after you'd gone.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't him. You know, I left the club when we were 2 points off fourth and bottom. We just had a great result at Bristol City. And as a manager, you get a feel for things and you think, yeah, you know, you can smell when things have turned around. And I honestly felt that things had turned around, and then to end up being put on gardening leave for something that was so petty, it was untrue, a basic mistake made by myself. And I've said that openly. You know, I've made a mistake, but everybody makes mistakes in life. It wasn't like I was betting £2,000 a time on Blooming Tranmere to get beat or whatever. It was a ridiculous situation that happened. But, you know, I think if I'd have stayed there, I don't know, I haven't got a crystal ball. I can only say what I feel. And I don't believe we'd have gone down. And I certainly think we'd have been playing in League One instead of now having to play in the Conference.
And of course, in a twist of fate, Ronnie, you'll actually be back at Prenton Park on Monday for Ian Goodison's testimonial. So that's going to be an interesting afternoon. But hopefully you'll get the same sort of reception you got when you came back with Hartlepool in January.
Well, I would like to think so. I mean, it's for Goody's testimonial. I mean, you know, it's not my fault the situation they're in. You know, I did my part here, so I would like to think, you know, I've given a lot to the football club. So I'm coming to enjoy the occasion of Ian Goodison's testimony and hope. So yeah, I'm looking forward to going back there. But I think the fans realise, you know, you will have probably people who will moan and groan, but I think the vast majority understand the situation and appreciate it.